An enemy of your enemy is your friend, and here politics makes strange bedfellows. I'm not sure we should expect a statement out of the Élysée in support of the M23 movement in reciprocity. But clearly, François Hollande has done what he promised he'd do. When he accepted to go to the Francophonie conference, he said that he would make this, based on as a precondition, clear efforts or movements towards democracy and human rights. And François Hollande has adopted a position that's called idealism in international relations, where you seek to promote democracy and human rights before necessarily seeking your national interests. Clearly, if François Hollande was doing realpolitik, he'd remain silent about the uncomfortable truths of the poor state of democracy in this country. But instead, he's both having his cake and eating it too, planning on attending a conference in a country that's very controversial, and at the same time, planning on speaking his mind. We'll see if he can play this game in the long run.
Let's be honest, though. This is likely to change nothing in the DRC. This is likely to change nothing for the M23 movement. Would you agree?
I would agree. I don't even believe that François Hollande's attendance in the conference overall will fundamentally change anything on the ground. What are the implications? First, France is trying to pursue a global policy through an international organization. That is, there has been a long-term strategy of France since the days of Charles de Gaulle called La Francophonie. Part of this is to be able to spread France's culture and influence outside of its former colonial empire. Nowhere in no country could this be greater than in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, which is one of the largest Francophone countries in the world. So France does have an interest in getting this country involved in Francophonie. On the other hand, right now, France is involved in a very complex series of issues in the Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo. Part of this deals with France's relations with Rwanda, which have been poisoned since the attempted genocide and France's accused complicity in that by the government of Rwanda. And so building strong relations with Kinshasa also seems to bear directly on France's relations with Rwanda and its efforts to try to mediate conflict in the Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo.
Does the Congolese President Joseph Kabila really care what French President François Hollande thinks?
Well, it's hard to say in his heart of heart what he thinks, but clearly Kabila is staging this conference as a public relations effort, and France is a major target. So I do believe he would have preferred if François Hollande ate his dinner and was more polite at the table. Certainly, I'm sure he hopes that François Hollande will not make any really shocking speeches or statements while he's on Congolese soil. But does it really matter what François Hollande thinks? No, it probably matters more what France does. And France's involvement in the country now has ranged from a European mission for peacekeeping, monitoring elections, all the way to acting in sometimes quasi-covert operations in the Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo and sharing intelligence for what is a complex security crisis. So I think he needs Hollande as an ally and certainly doesn't need him as a vocal critic. But if Hollande speaks his mind, I'm sure the relations can continue. At any rate, many of those relations involve shady deals, no matter what the case is diplomatically.